Your grace by ways mysterious our sinful wrath can bind, and in those least expected, true servants you can find. Amen. In the words of this hymn, we hear and we pray that God will use those least expected to do the work He has given us to do. How appropriate that we are named St. Paul's Church, because God seemed to pick one of the least obvious to be the one that would proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles, to the world that surrounded him. God chose the least expected in Paul. As Paul reminds us, he was the very best of the Jews. He excelled beyond any others in Judaism of his age. But God chose him to share the word with us. As Paul was going down the road to Damascus, he no doubt had one thing in mind, and that was to destroy the church of God. But a conversion took place, and life changed, and not just for Paul, but changed for all of humanity. We gather together today as a group of people who no doubt in some ways are like Paul. I don't know about you, but I look at myself and I say, you know, I'm not really sure how prepared I am to offer the transforming word of God to the world that surrounds me. One may think that because John and I and Bill went to seminary and we had a certain amount of education, that we are in some way better prepared than you. But the reality is we're not. We are just ordinary people like Paul. We are ordinary people who try to understand what God's mission for us is, what God's calling for us is. And what we do, as all of us do, is when we see someone like Paul, we say to ourselves, you know, if he can do it, so can we. If Paul can do it, one who was raised to destroy the message of Jesus Christ, if he can offer that transforming word of grace for people to hear and respond to, so can we. As we gather today as the people of St. Paul's Church, we are called. We are called to go forth into the world like sheep in the midst of wolves. We are called to go forth, and in some small way, and in other cases, bigger ways, to share the transforming grace of Jesus Christ. As I say, week after week, if we simply open our eyes, there is a world in deep, deep need. It seems like things are being cast down all over the place. Things that we used to count on don't seem to be very trustworthy anymore. But we have the message of the one who gives us hope. We have the message of the one who is the only hope this world has. We gather together today as a people called St. Paul's Church. As St. Paul went into the world proclaiming, we are called to do no less. We are standing at a very unique place, and I'm sure every generation, every age says the same thing. But I believe that we are standing in a very unique place as a parish and as Christian people. The Christian message seems to be discounted in more places than it's received. But when people can see that the love of God in Jesus Christ has some way made my life different, has some way made your life different, they may begin to believe the same can happen to them. Jesus proclaims a message of hope. Jesus proclaims a message of new life. Jesus tells us that those things which are cast down will be raised up and there will be newness. And we are the instruments of that. Augusta is changing. The community around us changes every day. And we are the ones who extend the open arms of welcome and grace to those who come here. Let people see and know that the love of Jesus Christ lives in and through us. And that if they come and be a part of our community, if they can get just a glimpse of it through us, they too can be changed. In a short amount of time, we will come forward, we will extend our hands like this, and grace and love will be placed in them. Let us receive those with gratitude, knowing full well that being fed with the love of Jesus Christ, we too can feed the world around us. We are the one that God has called today. We are the ones that God has called at this time and in this place to share the transforming love that we have received. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the word.